Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
The Fed holds steady on the federal funds rate, but admits achieving 2% inflation is a long way off. Oil prices could reach uncharted waters if the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas escalates, and concerns over the value of two of Silicon Valley's most notable corporations. All that and more on this edition of Don't Invest and Forget. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci. Well, Pat, I think that we're certainly delighted to see that the Fed has decided not to engage in yet another rate increase. I think we've seen, 11 running. So they put things on pause for a while. But admitting that there's a long way to go to achieve 2% inflation might suggest that while there might be a pause for November, maybe even a Christmas gift and a pause in December, that doesn't necessarily mean they are done. So what do we consider looking ahead in terms of the long-term impact on things like mortgages, real estate sales, and even the performance of Wall Street?
Craig, it's incredibly difficult position that the Federal Reserve is in. You look at the world and the chaos that we have. We have two wars going on that either of them can grow to a much bigger issue. So here we are looking at trying to calibrate interest levels in a world in which we have chaos. It's like you're in a hurricane with 100-mile-an-hour winds and you're trying to navigate an umbrella. It's that ludicrous even suggest that identifying and pinpointing the right decisions in terms of increasing rates, holding rates, or maybe even in the not too distant future, reducing rates. And so it is sticking your finger out in the wind and saying, which way is the wind blowing, and trying to figure out what the Federal Reserve and the 13 governors on that committee should do. Yeah, there's a lot of data points that they look at, unemployment numbers, inflation numbers, GDP, but it's still a giant guessing game, especially given some of the things you just mentioned, like the price of oil. The Hamas-Israeli war grows into Iran, Iraq, or other Middle Eastern countries. We have a whole different scenario in terms of the price of oil. And we know the price of oil is that main ingredient that flows through the economic system that has such a big influence on our gross domestic product, on how our John and Mary working their own portfolio, driving the work an hour each way, and what the cost of another $10, $20, $30 every time you fill up the tank, that is meaningful impact on bigger picture. So we've got to drill down and look at what influence does the wars have, Federal Reserve have, the price of oil, interest rates. Talk about a market that is nearly dead with interest rates at 8%. The real estate market is going to be very, very quiet over the ensuing next couple of quarters until maybe perhaps early spring when the Federal Reserve data points come in at a more favorable look and they want to start reducing rates. So we've got a whole configuration of data and geopolitical events that makes it pretty darn impossible to guess at the right actions the Federal Reserve should be doing. And I got to take my hat off to Jerome Powell and his whole committee trying to identify the right next steps. And their meetings are very, very critical. And they're well publicized on all the financial channels, and even the non-financial channels carry the ultimate decision, raise rates or lower rates. So here we have some issues. And then, as you mentioned, we've got Twitter, now called X, that Elon Musk bought for $44 million. He has shared with his staff this past week that the real market value of the company is $19 billion, and commensurate share price and commensurate share dividends and shares given to some key employees is based on a market value of $19 billion. Well, for him to lose $25 billion, it's more than a rounding error for the richest man on the planet. And we'll see where he takes this whole new platform that he's renamed X. But right now, taking a snapshot today, he doesn't look like the smartest man on the planet. I think he's making some moves that could change the trajectory of the value of that company. And likewise, his other Silicon Valley buddy, Mark Zuckerberg, who has spent $50 billion on this metaverse, which to most of us, Craig, it's fiction. It looks like cartoon characters, but some of the younger set that may be listening are literally buying, quote, real estate in this metaverse at outstanding prices. So maybe this is a whole new concept, a whole new world, Craig, that you and I need to grow into and learn how to give value to, because certainly the geniuses at Meta, I should say, in the Zuckerberg world, I think this has a lot of merit. So maybe we need to understand it a little better, but I think the average listener out there is struggling with that same concept of how do you lose $50 billion in real money on something that may or may not demonstrate a real return on investment. The IRS, very exciting news, announced the 2024 retirement account contribution limits, $23,000 for 401k plans and $7,000 for IRAs, a small blip up compared to 23 numbers. So not too much excitement there. But again, we always encourage our listeners to try and hit that maximum contribution limit, because it does reduce your taxable income and further prepares you for retirement, which I just read the other day, Craig. I hope this is true. 100 is the new 70. So if you're 70, I guess that's the new 40. With medical advances, and who knows, should we plan on an average lifespan to be 110, 120? And what does that do to your retirement nest egg? It's going to last you a whole lot longer. So we'll watch with keen eye how the medical advances and medical devices and testing, et cetera, can define the 100 as the new 70.
Talk about a paradigm shift when it was just a couple of generations ago. You might retire at 62, enjoy a couple of years, and by 65, you were suddenly a place to come visit during holidays. And now we're looking at a span of retirement that, Pat, could rival the number of years that we normally work, which may also suggest a major paradigm shift, not only in terms of long-term retirement planning, but even our relationship as to when we retire. Maybe the notion of hitting our mid-60s and starting to plan to coast off into the sunset by 67 or 68 might take us into our 70s or even later.
My standard joke at hundreds of seminars I would do every year was, okay, folks, we're going to retire at 65. At 66, you go on a cruise and you buy a Cadillac. And at 67, you die. Those are the old rules, yada, 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 ha, ha, ha. And here we are many years later. That joke is not very funny anymore. Maybe it never was funny.
But it certainly drives home an important point, and that is that we are living longer. And as we are living longer, the shift, not only in time, is also a financial shift, that Social Security is becoming a diminishing component of our retirement earnings, putting more of the onus on individuals. That means contributions to your IRA, your 401k, engaging in due diligence, not only to contribute on a regular basis, but also to manage those dollars on a regular basis, and not to succumb to what Pat always reminds us about, don't invest and forget.
You You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Fitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.